Sivan, holding in Simon Kufnun Zain Halacha Dalet. We're going to the end of Simon Kufnun Ches. So the Kitzel discusses a very interesting situation where a person is taking back his divorcee. It's a mitzvah, but it's not as great of a mitzvah or simcha as we know. In Halacha, we find that there's distinctions regarding even doing this Yimei HaSfira. Shmuel says you have to take back a person's out to get back his divorcee because it's not as great of a simcha, but it's a tremendous simcha. And because of that, there's also a concern of dam chimud. So as we explained, there's a certain excitement that's triggered, and therefore she would have to count 7 clean days. And that's true, the Kitzur says, even if you divorced her when she was pregnant, and he took her back when she's pregnant, so there's much less likelihood that she's going to have a period, or he divorced her when she was nursing, and she took her back when she was nursing. However, the Kitzur goes on to say, if he transgressed me, he didn't listen, and he married her before waiting 7 clean days, they're still allowed to be secluded. So even though usually we said the couple's not allowed to be secluded until they first have their first have relations, but in this situation, since he knows that he was with her from before, so the yitzhahara is not as strong, or it's called the yeter, the inclination of being together. So therefore, there's not a concern that they're going to be together without her going to the mikveh. Another important halacha that the Kitzur discusses, a famous Ramban, always a big topic in today's couples. It's a different generation, so a couple has a good rabbi and a good guidance. But in general, the Kitzur says to be very careful that the chasen and the kal shouldn't be lying together if they're not planning on having relations. So this is, like I said, in today's generation, speak to your local rabbi, and hopefully you have a good mahalach. When it comes to someone that's marrying for the first time, a besula means a woman that was never married before, and therefore there's what's called the breaking of the hymen, whole sugya maseches ksuvas that for some reason the boys learn in ninth grade, etc. But a little bit strange to teach that. But the sugya essentially teaches that there's what's called the hymen's blood that comes from the breaking of the hymen. And therefore, that's really more similar to what's called a chabura, a maka. It's not a regular uterine blood. So in the time of Chazal, interesting, there was a time where it didn't make her forbidden at all, as the Gemara says there in the whole sugya of Ksubas. But today we machmir for different reasons, and therefore, once she's having that bleeding and that completion, that full completion of bia. So once they completed bia, so now they have to separate, and at that point she's considered tame. And even technically speaking, when the husband and wife have a complete marital relations, the halacha is that even if they don't see any blood, she's still considered forbidden. And we're concerned maybe there was a drop of blood and it was covered up. Now, the distinction is that when it comes to what's called, it's called Bilas Mitzvah. Why is it called Bilas Mitzvah? It's a beautiful tesis that says that she becomes a kli, meaning there's a vessel that's created, a unification between the husband and the wife. Kabbalah has tremendous things also. It's important to know that Tamam is like something so special and taught properly. But the Shekhinah comes down. It's a beautiful Sefer Amitai from the Yaiv, it's good to read. And there's good, actually, I have certain booklets that if someone teaches this, it's good to read this beautiful Ma'amorim from Volbi and the Stipler. But in any case, this is more of a chasen shmuz. But the bottom line is that so Basula, after the first night being together, so we mentioned this already before, the kids remind us that if there's problems having bleeding each time she goes to the mikveh, then she really has to seek a medical attention, as we said. The chiddush that the Kitzur tells us, based on the Gemara, they're also in Maseches Ksuvos, is that even if it's the first time being together, so the halacha is it's mutar and Shabbos, even though we just discussed it, it's creating a certain form of chabura. So that means that the husband and wife being together for the first time, let's say they had the chuppah, you know, Erev Shabbos, like we were discussing, or even if they, whatever reason was delayed and they never actually completed bia, so the halacha is that it's permitted to be done Friday night. Okay, Siman Kuf Nun Ches, Yoledes and Mapeles. Unfortunately, I deal a lot with this, and even today I just had a shayla. of miscarriages. So the halacha is anytime a woman miscarries, and today it's actually very common. It's like mamish, I forget the percentage, whatever different theories why, but different stages. The bottom line is that a woman that miscarries, the halacha is that she becomes a nida right away. It's called tumas leida, and technically speaking, if it's 40 days and there's a calculation, you can make a calculation from the time she went to the mikveh. It's less than 40 days, she doesn't be concerned at all of tumas nida because the fetus doesn't form itself less than 40 days. I consider that it's called it's what the Gemara calls mai be'alma, like nothing. But if it's more than 40 days, so there's a it's so there's like this. Technically speaking, if we know it was a boy, it would be 7 days of nida, right? 7 days of bleeding, like the Torah says, and then afterwards you could count 7 clean years and go to the mikveh. In the time of Chazal, and like the Torah says, really works like this: 7 days of what's called tumas leida, and then for 33 days, even if she was bleeding, she'd be mutter, and then the 40th day she would bring a korban. 40th day she would bring a korban, and when it comes to a girl that's born, it's 14 days of tumah. And then 66 days of what's called the Dam Teir. And in the old days, it was permitted. Today, we're not. Today, we're our custom is any blood. We're not allowing to be together. So the bottom line is, if she's able to by 14 days too, and it's usually it's possible, it all depends on the on how advanced the baby was, etc. After 2 weeks, so 2 weeks is really the minimum. At that point, if she had 7 clean days, she could go to the mikveh. Now, the kids goes on to say some interesting minhagim, which are not common and accepted by us. And that is a woman wouldn't go to the mikveh until 40 days, or for a girl, 80 days. It's all connected to what I mentioned before. So even though the person has to be careful with the custom that's established, but these customs are not established by us. There is, kids mentions also, based on everything I just said, that custom not to be together on the 40, on the night of the 31st for a boy, or the 81st for a girl. And like I said, when the custom is not to be machmir, that's what's interesting. I always mention the Mishnah Berurah says that the husband should get an aliyah, because technically speaking, in fact, the Bialacha speaks about this in the order of who their preferences, because technically speaking, the Beis HaMikdash is around the wife would bring a korban. Now, the kids go on to explain that if there's some form of flesh that the woman miscarried that came out, sometimes that happens, clots, different pieces of. So this is something that, as a kid says, one should ask a shayla. The same applies if sometimes a woman has the placenta that coming out afterwards. All these things definitely seek a rabbi to ask a specific shayla. Okay, that's it for today. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful Shabbos.